Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Merry Christmas, and by Mary, I mean Leo's mom, Mary.
I don't know what to say after that. Plus, I'm going to show you what happens when artificial intelligence eats the world.
And I have an app that will help you with your Secret Santa gift exchange.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com/iOS today to save 20% off your order. iOS Today time. I'm very excited, and so is Mama Mary.
Your mom is here again, back by popular demand.
Yeah. So what is the theme? Oh, this is the show, by the way, we should explain, that covers iOS. Right. That's, I guess, pretty self-evident. Mm-hmm. But that, to us, doesn't just mean the iPad and the iPhone. We also include, even though they call it WatchOS, the Apple Watch, because it's really iOS, and the Apple TV, even though they call it TVOS. Mm-hmm. So all of the OSs except macOS.
Yeah, so all the Windows. Apple products except for the computers.
Yes.
We do that next. You do that.
That's a good way to say it. All the Apple stuff that's not a computer.
Except for there's a computer inside.
Except for
my
the
phone.
Watch bands.
And yeah.
And the mice. And, well, never mind. You know what we're talking about. So what is our theme of... Oh, I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
I'm so excited about our guest today. I can't do the order of operations properly. So what is our theme today?
Last minute gift picks from the expert, Mary Laporte, your mom.
You loved her so much when she was here before. I've set her to work things she really thinks are great, and they may not be iOS things, especially for seniors, because she's 84 years old. Which is mine. Oh, she'll be 84 years old next month. So let's dial her up here. We're going to call Mama. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
I'm so happy.
Welcome to iOS Today. Let me just turn you up a little bit. And, Mom, remember, the camera's on the other side. You're looking at the button. You're looking at me. The camera is to your left. Don't worry about it. We have asked you to join us today because we wanted your... Because we, you know, all for the last month or more have been doing our holiday gift guide picks for different groups of people and people for different kinds of stuff. And we thought we should get from you the tech products that you use in your life that you like.
Okay, now, I knew you wanted that, so I thought of something. But the only thing is, the first one I'm mentioning is probably available to the upper 1%.
Uh-oh.
It's not cheap.
What's that?
No, it's, all right. It's the Echo Show.
Yes, the Echo Show.
All right, I want to say.
It's $300, so that, you're right, it's not.
No, it's $150.
Oh, wait a minute, it's on sale. Right now, it's on sale for $150. That's not so bad.
All right, that's not so bad, because I want to tell you what you get out of this thing, okay?
Okay, yeah.
We love FaceTime, right?
Yeah, we're using it right now.
Probably everybody uses FaceTime.
Right.
But there's something better. It's like magic, and it's got to do with the Echo Show.
Yeah.
Which I think anyone who is far away from their grandchildren, or, you know, we're lucky because... Remember reading about how in the old days people hopped into a covered wagon and headed for the Donner Pass and waved, and they never saw their family again or heard them?
Yeah.
And here we are. We're doing this.
Yeah.
So this is pretty fabulous.
So this is the Echo Show is an Amazon Echo, but it's a little different because it has a 7-inch screen on it. So we, for instance, you and I can call each other. In fact, we did a fun thing. I think I've mentioned this before. We were making pasta one day in the kitchen.
No, I'm telling that. I'm telling that.
Am I allowed to do that on the show? I'm going to start trying that.
That's the magic. Because I was going to have your audience guess. Look, this is what happens. You have an Echo Show. Now, they have to have an Echo show.
Both parties, yeah.
Yes. And you also have a privacy agreement that you know about that's built into the Echo show. You can't get into their house without their saying okay. They have to let you visit.
She's talking about the drop-in feature, which lets...
I'm talking about it. Leo, you're scooping me.
Okay, go ahead. So, I'm just giving him the name, that's all.
Echo Show.
Yeah, but the tool you're using is called drop-in.
You're going to visit.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what you can do, and here's what I did. I went into Leo's kitchen when he was getting ready for company to come. And as usual, he was cooking. He's a gourmet cook. And he was making pasta using his new KitchenAid pasta maker and a drying rack. And I'm in his kitchen. I can see his kitchen. I can see I've made a lot of pasta in my life, which is unfortunately why he's making a lot of pasta. But anyway, there he is.
Why unfortunately? What's unfortunate?
Well, because it's very hard not to eat delicious things all the time.
It is true. Mm-hmm. I had to stop baking bread because you bake the best bread and I had to stop.
Oh, my God. Sometime I'll bake some and put it on your show. Anyway, I was there and you were having people coming to dinner, including Abby, my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And then I finally went off of there and I was actually annoyed that you didn't invite me to dinner.
It fools you, right?
It is so real.
It's like you're sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah. So like my friend's daughter is moving to Albuquerque. And but she's a Luddite. I can't even get her to get a smartphone. So don't pay attention to anything she says. But I said you could see your new living room.
Yeah.
You can see her in there. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to the Echo because it apparently, I think, is very hard to advertise. Because in the old days when there wasn't the internet, we knew every year what the husband was going to give the wife as her major present.
How did you know that?
Because I'm so old, I lived in the age of the Cuisinart. And I knew every husband was going to give his wife a Cuisinart.
Not this husband.
And then, yes,
might give me a Cuisinart.
Oh, yeah, but these are the old
days. The old days the wives cooked.
There was the year of the Bose radio.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And everyone was going to give a Bose radio. Yeah. Every husband.
That's right.
Now, I wish it could be the year of the Echo because it is so useful. But it is so hard to advertise that if you'll notice that all they can do is say, you can do this on an Echo, you can do this on an Echo, but it's not a physical product.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They show people asking the Echo to order flowers or call a taxi or that kind of thing.
And I don't like anything they say. So who cares? I don't care what famous person has their birthday today. I really don't want to know that.
Yeah.
And it's all these inane things. So I pay no attention to that. So I thought it would be good for me to tell people how I use it.
Yeah. Now, this isn't just the Echo Show, although you can use the Echo Show, but you also have, I gave you an Echo Dot.
I'm talking about the Echo Dot.
Yeah, right. There's many Echoes. So you have the little hockey puck sized one. And those are very inexpensive. They're $30 or $40 right now. So
And you have to have an Eero in the room too around. Because you're going to have, if you have a son like mine, you're going to have Echo Dots in every room.
Right.
And this is why you won't have to remember where your phone is. Because all you have to do when you have an Echo Dot is stand in the middle of the room where she...
Yes, you can't say her name. You can say Echo.
Of no name.
Use Echo.
Will hear you.
Yeah.
And then you will say what you want to have happen.
Like what?
You don't have to... all right. So it's my day. My day is totally organized by the Echo Dot. Because say I have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And so I have set the alarm just before I went to sleep. I'm always near an echo, and I say, set the alarm for such and such tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. I do that too, yeah.
And she has this very pleasant voice, and she says, is that in the morning or in the evening? And then I say, in the a.m. And she's keeping me company starting now, right? So then it goes along, and I know personally how long it takes me to get dressed. And we're talking about major time. So I have an old house, and I have to run the water in the pipes in the basement. I have a charming old house.
Oh, because it's going to freeze, you mean?
No, because it has lead in it.
Oh.
I have
Good old- Lord, Mom. I've got to get a plumber in there.
No,
you drink the water, you run it for a while?
I listened to the water department, and they sent a note, a letter to everybody, all the customers, just not me. Run your water for 3 minutes.
This is New England in a nutshell.
And so I don't in the morning take a shower like everyone else because I'm afraid of falling early
yes.
in the morning.
Yes.
So I say, woohoo, my friend, run, set the timer for 3 minutes. And she says, 3 minutes. And so I turn on the water, and when it's been running, then she says, "Boop," and she gives a loud boop, boop noise, and I say, "Hoo-hoo, stop," and she stops it.
Yeah, hoo-hoo's good. Let's use hoo-hoo. That's uh-huh. a good, yeah. instead of the Ooh. A word. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. Use it to time your water so you can get the lead out.
Yes, that's the next thing. I have a whole row of things I have to do in the morning, and then I have to get ready for the doctor. She organizes, don't worry, I'm not going to tell all the things. She organizes, you had a disappointed look on your face. I probably have about 2 more minutes.
No, you have all the time you want.
You
don't worry.
You looked in shell shock. Okay. All right, so then I'm going to get up, but I get up and I run the water. Now, this yeah. is what happened in the old days before yeah. I had an echo and before I had hearing aids. I would start the water, and because my brain is like it has Thompson's water seal on the bottom, nothing soaks in. I don't remember anything. I would go about my business with the water running all day.
Oh, you would? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That has saved me. I noticed this after I got a huge water bill. I said, I wasn't watering the garden. What was going on? Now, hoo-hoo stops me from, lets me know when I have to turn that water off after
right.
3 minutes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we continue with this. I know that if I don't have echo ready to warn me about these things, I won't be organized.
Now, you mentioned that you have hearing aids. You and I have the same hearing aids. We use
yes.
the Starkey Halos. And these have a iOS feature as well, right? They pair to your iPhone. Do you
yes.
ever use that where you can hear what's going on your phone through your hearing aids?
Yes, permanently, yes.
So you're wearing Absolutely. Them right now, for instance.
Well, no, because I'm wearing these headphones because
right.
what happened was me. I have not done something right,
but
so I couldn't hear.
You're on your iPad, and maybe the hearing aids aren't paired to the iPad. I don't know if they are.
I don't know.
You could, but
check.
They're paired to your phone. So what's cool yeah. is you can listen to audiobooks or music or more likely phone calls while you're wearing your hearing aids, and they go right into your ears, which is really
yes.
handy. Yeah.
Everyone should get these.
Do you like your...
But I'm going to tell you a Christmas gift that cost me around $50.
Okay.
That saved me. I better go to that. I was going to say this should be the year of the echo, but...
It's true. You know, it is. I think you're right. And I think what you pointed out is that echo can be... First of all, everybody uses it differently. And you're right. We don't use it the same way the you know, we don't order cashmere socks like Alec Baldwin does, but his feet still smell, honey. No matter what kind, huh?
He's a human.
So I'm sorry. So, but you show how you could use it, for instance, to help you aid you with memory. Do you listen to music on your Echo?
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I do. I am able to do everything I want. Now, I'm trying to trick Echo. And this is the way I want to trick it. But I realize I don't understand how this is created. You know, it's like marking, like choosing whether you're a human or a robot. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how it's working, but I'm trying to fool it because I notice that there's one thing that Echo won't do.
Yeah.
And that is tell me when I've lost something, tell me where it is. So this is what I'm making up, and you can tell me if it'll all work.
We have a sponsor later in the show just for that, by the way, Mom.
I'm not kidding.
I'll show you, and I'm going to send you these for Christmas. These are
these are little
Bluetooth trackers, and you can ask, you could put it on like your keychain or something, and you can ask, you could, what I do is I put it on my keychain, and then you could say, hoo-hoo, where are my keys?
Honey, that is brilliant. Yeah. You realize, by the way you're talking, I can't see you. I can only see
I covered you up with the tracker, sorry.
Oh, well, it's better than my thumb.
Yes.
Touché.
I could do that too.
No.
By the way, you're looking at me. Look at the camera. It's over on your. It's over to your
over
left.
Here?
Yeah. There you go.
Is one eye looking bigger of mine than the other over there?
No, it looks perfect.
I felt like Cyclops last time I hung up from this show.
No, you look great.
You look perfect.
You look great. Yeah.
All right. So you realize I'm kind of an inventor.
Yes.
Do you realize what are you doing?
You're making me laugh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, because it's a shock, honey. You're nervous. That's nervous.
I'm very nervous. I am.
You don't know what I'm going to say the next minute. No. Do you realize I was basically an inventor in California? Do you know what I invented?
What?
The gopher trap that they then sold everywhere.
How did you invent that?
Well, because what was wrong was I didn't have a middleman. I didn't have a marketer. And I told too many people about it. But this is going to waste time. This is not about that.
I want to hear how she invented the gopher tracker.
You can't start that story and not finish it now.
Do you know what a shock it is to move to California from Rhode Island?
Yeah.
And to for the first time a flower with a pretty flower on the top and a stem goes slowly down into the earth.
Because the gopher's eating it.
You don't know about gopher's when you move there.
Yeah, we don't have them in Rhode Island.
And you see a disappearing plant. Mm-hmm. So they were my enemy. And we lived on a beautiful farm, remember, when you were still there? And so I made up a gopher trap that worked.
How does it work?
Well, and I also made up that it was completely collapsible and easily marketed in the garden centers. And I made it with chicken wire, the first one. And I made it in a shape that the gopher would go into, that would fit a gopher, big gopher. And it was already to market. I'm not going to bore you with all this stuff. I can barely remember it, actually. But
I had no idea. This is funny because I've known you for so long. You've never mentioned this.
Why would I tell you about a gopher? You were busy doing your stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. We covered the Echo. Did you say everything you wanted to say about the Echo?
She invented a way to find her stuff. We were going to figure that out.
Oh.
She's tricking the Echo.
So how did you find your... So are you going to... okay.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Yes,
now.
I want to say, here, I want you to pass on this because I don't know about algorithms and code and all this stuff.
Okay.
Which probably gets rid of the question I always have, is this a robot or is it a woman? It is code. It's all code.
That's right.
It's nothing.
Nope.
It's nothing.
Yep.
It's invisible. But I pretend hoo-hoo is a woman. And here's how, I noticed that the algorithm that who will do a to-do list, but who will not find anything. So here's what I think I might hope to fool her. So I say to-do list, Hoo-hoo, and you can read this to-do list later on the Echo Show. You have a to-do list. So I say, to-do list, Hoo-hoo, I want, show me walking around the block 3 times, which I hate exercise, so I wouldn't even do that. But anyway, this is fake. So then the next fooler is, Hoo-hoo, hide my key under my hat on the front table.
Okay.
That's a to-do, okay?
Yeah.
So now that's printed out under to-do.
Yeah.
And when I want to find my key,
oh,
I've tipped it off.
So you tell the Echo, when you put your keys somewhere, you tell the Echo where you put them. Is it in your to-do list? And then you can check your to-do list and see where you put them. Oh, that's very clever.
I think that's a good trick.
Does Echo do reminders? I can't remember. You could do that with your iPhone. You could say, remind me.
No, you can do that with Echo Show.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, for our audience, you can also do it with your reminders. You can say, remind me, I put my keys under my hat in the front table. And it will, but it will just put it in the reminder list, right? Yeah. That's good, Mom. I like that. That's a very good trick.
I think, so I'm testing whether it's totally a code and algorithms and stuff, or whether there is a human in there figuring out that I'm trying to trick Echo. Get it?
I think Megan has a question for you.
I do have a question for you. Why hasn't Leo given you an Apple Watch?
Because I never wear watches.
Would you like one? Because I have one I could give you. I mean,
well, what do you first? All right, I'll tell you my habits. I don't exercise.
It's good for exercise. It would make you exercise.
Well, you gave me something that makes me exercise.
What's
that? My personal trainer.
Oh yeah, she has a trainer coming every week. Yeah, yeah.
And I want to tell everybody who's listening who hates exercise, get a personal trainer.
That's what I do. Yep.
But I'm just thinking that if you don't have your hearing aids on, the Apple Watch, you can set timers on the Apple Watch and then it'll pound your wrist a little bit so that you don't have to hear something.
All you have to do in my house is stand in the middle of some room and say, Hoo-hoo, what time is it?
That's true. Hoo-hoo will tell you what time it is.
Hoo-hoo gets rid of all these things that you lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's listening and you say, where is it?
Let's move on to your headphones, because you wanted to talk about the TV headphones that you use.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to do that right now. This is my major recommendation, because it cost me about $50. I bought a Sennheiser headphones as a double headphones, and they're lightweight and they're ones that just go over your ear, not bigger than your ear. Mm-hmm. And this was before I had hearing aids. And this was when I was struggling I was reading subtitles
on the TV. I was doing that too. Yeah.
I could not hear the TV.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, if you get these, and the model I got was model TR120, but I don't know if they have it anymore.
Yeah.
I have tested this. Sometimes I take off my hearing aids to take a nap and I forget to put them on, and I turn on to hear the dreadful news that's going on, whatever it is. And I can't, because I forgot the hearing aids, I put the headphones on.
Right.
And guess what?
What?
It is just as good as hearing aids.
Yeah, it's nice and loud. It's clean. Yeah.
It's clear.
Yeah.
You mute the TV and it just goes through the headphones.
These are wireless headphones that are connected to the TV's audio in the back.
They come with a rack. They come with a rack that you hang them on.
Yep.
It charges them.
Yep. This is the what is the model number? There it is. The TR120. There's the rack. We're showing it on the screen. You can't see it, Mom. And these are Sennheiser headphones. They're connected to the TV. And then because they're wireless, you can move around.
Yes, and also in the summer, at least here, not in Sonoma County, maybe I open all the windows.
Yeah.
And I was always embarrassed before to have TV blaring out my windows. Now it's not making any noise at all.
Yeah.
Because it's going into the headphones.
Right.
You can completely open the windows in the summer. This is the best thing I have outside of the Echo and all the stuff else that you've given me.
Well, and we should mention, because it is iOS today, that you are on your are you on your iPad or your iPhone right now as we're talking?
I'm on the iPad Pro.
And you have the big iPad Pro, right? I can't remember if you have the 12.
Yes. And by the way, it doesn't take the place of my darling MacBook.
Yes, because Mom felt bad the last time she was on. She said she never used the MacBook I gave her, and she felt bad about that. But Mom, it's okay if you don't. You just use what you want.
I have to explain why I said that. I have sort of an order of things. When I say something at the beginning, which I said, get an iPad Pro.
Right.
Don't get a Mac.
Right.
Don't get a, okay? I have to end up by circle around with a finishing thing, which had happened to be, just to pull it tight, don't bother. I'll give away my, I didn't mean it. I'm telling a story.
I'm not going to take away your MacBook. I'm not.
I know you use it.
What do you do on your iPad that you don't do on your MacBook and vice versa? Do you have different jobs on each machine?
First of all, I don't like to move. And the iPad Pro is in my bedroom. And the Mac is in the front room, in the living room.
So just having two different devices in different rooms is good.
I have two devices, and I don't like to shut down and go out there and open
sense.
Up. The, yeah. I do my finances always out there.
It's easier to do the finances on the computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm out front, I have a very comfortable chair. I'm often out there.
Yeah.
And if I want to order something, I can do. It's just another computer.
Yeah.
But the iPad
Pro. So if I gave you another iPad Pro, you could use that instead out there, and you'd be comfortable.
No, I would want my computer.
You want a keyboard and
don't
and
take her computer.
I'm not going to take your computer. I'm just trying to clarify.
You it's adorable, and it's also that pretty pink color.
She has a rose gold MacBook, which is the thin light. Macintosh, yeah,
and I've even got a pale pink cover on it. So if I drop it, but I never drop it.
Mom, before we end this fabulous conversation, are there any final thoughts you'd like to give us about the holidays and gifting your parents on the holidays?
Well, this is not tech, but I just sent for something from one of my favorite Christmas catalogs is Lee Valley in Canada.
What's that?
And everybody should send for that catalog.
What's in it?
I've given you things. Oh, everything's in there.
Okay, Lee Valley.
It's
try that.
Lee Valley.
Okay.
And it's a very good company. It has excellent stuff.
Look,
for instance,
I don't think that's it. Is it?
I think that's the Lee Valley Library.
Is that it? I don't know. So Kevin, our technical director, pulled up an app that says Lee Valley.
Well, I bet there's an app for it. I don't have it on there.
So it's a garden catalog and a woodworking tools, things like that.
Yeah, it started out probably with woodworking and a lot of shop tools and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has diversified.
Mom, you've never given me tools, Mom, ever.
No, but I did give you something. I'm never giving you anything that you can get because you have everything there.
That's true.
But I have thought of something, and so I've already.
You know what you give me that I don't have, which is socks. And Mom makes me socks every year for my birthday.
And they're ready here, and I haven't mailed them yet.
I love them. Do you have them right there that you could show me so I could at least see them?
Well, then they won't be a surprise. But,
they're a surprise now.
It'd take me a minute to bring them.
No,
in.
No, that's okay. That's
are
okay.
You testing me?
No, I'm not. I believe you, Mom. I believe you.
And then I got for Lisa that thing. Said, no, don't tell that.
Yeah, she's listening, so don't tell. Don't say what you got, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, stop. I'm not telling you what that is.
Okay.
Don't tell her. She's listening.
Yeah.
And Now I don't think you're going to Puerto Rico. So I don't know where to mail this. If you're going to Puerto Rico, you've got some cockamamie idea you can help them down there. Don't! I don't want you to go there. That's just the type of thing you would do.
Okay, I will not go to Puerto Rico.
I'm going to go down to help Puerto
Rico. No, I'm not going to Puerto Rico. I won't, I promise.
Okay, but let's see. I'm looking on here. Oh, there was another thing I wanted to say.
Yes.
Netflix.
Oh, this Netflix. Is actually this we have I've been giving you this for your birthday because unfortunately mom's birthday is January 2nd. It's real close to Christmas. So every year I give you a year subscription to Netflix for your birthday.
And that was what I was going to recommend.
Now, you don't do the DVDs or do you? I can't remember.
No, forget the DVDs. They're passé. They were to fool the public into thinking they were going to the neighborhood place and getting a
right,
disc.
Right.
And they're a problem. No. And the rest of the thing is about Netflix is, yes, whoever you're giving Netflix to for 1 year they will want it again. You can't do without Netflix.
Yes, it's true.
And
what do you like these days? What are you watching on Netflix? You told me you like Peaky Blinders, I remember.
Netflix is getting better
isn't it? Yeah.
They're competing with the movies.
Yes.
And they're better. I think half the country wanted watched Stranger Things.
I agree with you. Wasn't that good?
Oh, was that well done?
Do you,
well
Mom? Done. Do you binge, or do you do it like a box of chocolates, one a day? How do you do that?
I binged Breaking Bad because I couldn't give up on it.
Yeah,
but now I kind of portion it out. You know, I let my. You know, I don't think it's healthy to, you know, sit there all day doing that. But Breaking Bad, I couldn't stop.
Couldn't
give it up.
Yeah.
No. Now, what am I watching now? You know that I loved Peaky Blinders.
I do know that, yes.
They have new. They
yes,
have new
we've, been keep, yeah. we've been keeping up with it. It's good, yeah.
And you know that I like The Blacklist.
Yes.
Yeah.
With what's-his-name. Yeah, he's great.
I'm getting, yeah, we love all the same stuff.
Yeah.
I loved The Wire, but some people don't love that. If mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a downer,
yes.
But it's well done.
If you like Stranger Things, there's a new German show on Netflix called Dark.
Okay,
that's,
I'll look
that's
for it.
Kind of a Germanic Stranger Things, but don't watch it
what
with the dubbed
mean?
Version. You have to go into your. This is weird, but you have to go into your settings and turn off the English dubbing and put back the German soundtrack and then have subtitles on it because the dubbing was terrible.
What?
The acting was terrible, but the Germans are it's good. It's a much better show actually in German. It's much better in German. It's called Dark. It's very good. But, Mom,
you know,
I have to tell you, Netflix is no good without a way to play it back. You can watch it on your iPad, but you watch it on your TV, don't you?
You gave me a great big Roku TV.
She has a TV from TCL. They're Chinese manufacturers. But there are a number of manufacturers now. TCL was the first to have Roku in the smart TV, which makes it very easy for you, right? You watch Netflix on that.
Totally easy, yeah.
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 Good. I agree. Netflix is fabulous. Yeah, Black Mirror. Somebody's saying you should watch Black Mirror. It's very good.
Okay.
Sherlock, of course, is very good.
Oh, I love him. Cumberbatch. Yeah. What a name.
Yeah.
Can you believe? Well, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a strange name. I agree. But he's good. Benedict Cumberbatch, no less.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom, I think unless you have anything else you'd like to say.
Well, I wanted to say about Netflix.
Yes.
And also get Amazon Prime sometime because Prime Video, all those movies, more and more from HBO, Amazon Prime is putting those
in. I completely agree with you. Amazon Prime is worthwhile. I didn't know you were an Amazon Prime member.
I wouldn't live without it because remember, I don't have a car and I don't drive.
Right.
I order everything on Amazon.
I didn't know that. And you use your Echo to do it probably, right?
Or my lovely little computer.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the person you give Netflix to for 1 year is going to want it again. And you can be smart like my son and say, oh, I'll give that to you every birthday. And then you don't have to worry about what it's going to be.
It's very easy. You go online on Netflix and you can have them send an email, gift card. It's very simple.
And it went up to $10.99.
Yeah, worth it. That's per month. So if you're going to get a year, that's, you know, 12
Hey, that's one movie and a box of popcorn.
I know, it's cheap. All right, since I didn't know you were Amazon Prime, so let me tell you, first of all, two things. One, that's Amazon Prime is now available. Oh, you don't have an Apple TV, so never mind. But for Apple TV users, it's now on your Apple TV. But two, and it's always been on your iPad. Two, there is a show you will love that just started this week on Amazon Prime. And you know why you'll love it? Because it's you. It's a show about New York in 1958 and a young mother whose son looks just like me and is my age at the time. And you will love it. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And it's your life.
I'm aware of it.
Mom, if you start watching it, that's one you won't be able to stop.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to ask you for picks.
Oh, Mom, it's you. You are The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You're The Marvelous Mary Laporte.
Oh,
thank you
on.
So much for being on the show today.
Hey, can I be on again?
Yes, anytime, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to make this a regular feature. It makes it easy for us. We just sit here.
Well, you'll have to give me questions. I mean, you know that I'll rattle on and on about anything.
We could do Mom right? Question Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to be a source to old people who are having all the struggles
Perfect.
I'm having.
Perfect.
By the way, yeah, and I mentioned Lee Valley. I just ordered and just got them, so I can't talk about them yet. But you have to be proactive here. Several times I'll be lying in bed and say, "Oop, I forgot to lock the studio."
Right.
And I will get out of bed because I'm worried and go in the dark.
Oh, Mom.
Now, falling is the biggest.
Yeah, her studio's outside, so she has to go outside down a path, and there's snow and rain, and yeah, that's dangerous.
So I sent for some dynamite from Lee Valley, LED lights.
Very nice.
And they do lots of things.
That's very
nice. They go on if animals go. Now, I have a pond with raccoons, so that's going to annoy me. But I will be asleep. I won't notice that. But they mirror each other. They go dim when it's dusk.
Nice.
And they're bright, and they last for thousands of hours.
That's the beauty of LED. You don't have to change the bulbs. It's so nice.
No. Yeah. You have to change the batteries. I don't know how often. Probably never. You put in there three big CVAT batteries.
Okay, good. Next time I come out, we'll hook you up with the Ring floodlight cams that you could put. They're another sponsor that will show the path, but you can then look on your iPad and see if there's anything, if there are raccoons out there or something.
This does that. The LED things, you just buy more of them. They're not expensive. Two of them for, I think, $75.
Okay.
You surround your house with them.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I'm saying is we'll get you one with. Oh, I see. These are little spike things you stick in the ground.
You stick them in the ground.
Yeah, I see them. They're called the Synchronized Outdoor LED Lighting from Lee Valley and Veritas. All right.
And you're not going to worry about falling.
Mm-hmm. And I might get you, what do you think? See if you would like this. We can also put a lock on your studio outside that you can do via the internet. You can lock it or unlock it. You could say, woo-woo, is my door locked? And if it's not, you could say, lock the studio door. Would you like that?
I would like one that locks my inside doors.
We'll put on this. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I have to come out and install those.
Off.
I have to come out and set those up for you. But we'll do that next time I come out. I'm going to come out in the spring, I think. So.
Oh God, that's heaven.
I talked to Eva for her birthday yesterday, and I said, "Look for me probably in June." Okay, we'll plan a June trip, and I'll bring my toolkit.
Oh, darling, I love it.
Tell her what you gave her for what we gave her for her birthday.
That I was just going to tell you that.
Yes.
She loves that. We both got that, what do you call it?
23andMe.
DNA. They test your DNA.
Another sponsor. You only get stuff that buys advertising on Twitter. 23.
Well, because that's the best stuff. Advertise the best stuff.
Okay, you're hired.
You're hired. Where do you think I got all these things in my house?
23andMe. And I sent it to Mom and Eva. So we're going to get the whole family and get all of our genetic information. Won't
now,
that be interesting?
I'm not going to have all that Mediterranean stuff from Dad.
No, it'll be interesting to see what you have, though. Aren't you curious where your people come from?
I know where they come from, but I don't mention it.
Mom, Mary Laporte, On that note, thank you. I love you so much. It's so nice to have you on the show. You will come back. You will come back.
Thank you, darling boy.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you soon. And are you to let me know if you're going away? I can never tell.
I'm going to Puerto Rico to save them.
God, are you really going to Puerto Rico?
No, Mom. It's on the way to the British Virgin Islands where I am going. I'm going to the Caribbean.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Okay.
But the flight goes through San Juan, but I won't be in San Juan.
You're not
long
gonna
enough
get
to save
off.
Them. No.
You're not gonna get off. No. Okay. I thought you would help somebody there. Okay. And all right.
I love you, Mama.
And I need to talk to you because I still haven't hitched up that new modem.
Oh yeah. I was hoping I forgot. All right. We will do that tonight. I will help you with that.
Yeah, if you can, because William came over specially.
He couldn't do it?
It all up. The internet went off.
Yeah, it goes off and then it comes back.
Well, I panicked. I said, quick, hitch it back to the Cox modem because the internet
Yeah, we got
is
her a
off.
New cable modem, a DOCSIS 3 cable modem to speed up her internet. It would go off and then it would take a while and then it would come back. But that's all right.
It's
I'll walk you through
it. It's not a DOCSIS 3. It's not a DOCSIS 3.
Yeah, it is. I ordered it.
No, it's got a different name on there. I said, why isn't this a DOCSIS 3?
No, that's not the brand name. That's the protocol. It's a Motorola modem.
Ew.
Anyway, it's the right thing because I ordered it and I sent it to you. So I'll help you fix that. Yeah.
Darling.
I love you,
thank
Mom.
You. Okay. And I love Megan. Oh. Megan is so terrific.
Say hi. Say
I love you too, Mary. Thanks for coming on.
And I love your hair.
Thank you.
But it's good. Okay.
Okay, Mom. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
She doesn't ever want to hang up. That's the only negative of having FaceTime. But that's the nice thing about having the show. She could just drop in and just stay there. And literally, she was there in our kitchen for an hour while we cooked. And it's no big deal because you're still doing stuff and mm-hmm. she's like part of the family. It's really fun.
Well, you know, Echo has this inspire me skill where you can say like, you know, woohoo, inspire me. And it'll give you like an inspirational quote.
Oh, that's
nice.
Your
mom should do those.
Woohoo.
Like, we should have like a Mary LaPorte Echo skill.
Oh,
and she'll just say something.
I could
like,
make her an Echo skill.
His feet still stink. Cashmere socks or not.
Alec Baldwin, you can order those cashmere socks. It's not going to change the fundamental.
I adore her.
Isn't she funny?
She's amazing. She sort of did our tracker ad for us. But
I know. Should we do one now?
Maybe we should do it again.
But she had a good point. She said, well, but Hoo-Hoo can't find me anything. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to call the Amazon Echo Hoo-Hoo from now on.
Absolutely.
Hoo-Hoo.
That's what you call something you're not supposed to say.
Yeah, Hoo-Hoo. So I was showing her, and I will show you now, the tracker. This is a coin-sized, wonderful. Actually, I have a couple of trackers. When we started doing the ads a couple of years ago, they had just introduced the Tracker Bravo. This is the quarter-sized anodized aluminum tracker that I really like still. In fact, I have the Tracker Bravo in my briefcase. But now they have – oh, there it is. Yeah, you can see it. Now they – and look, it says iOS Today on it. That's one of the nice things about the Tracker Bravo. It has it's anodized aluminum, so you can engrave it. You can also – they have a UV LED print technology that prints right on it, so you could have, you know, pictures printed on it. But this is the new one, and this is what I have on my keys now. This is the Tracker Pixel. What are they? Well, 8 years ago, Tracker changed everything. They introduced the first Bluetooth tracking device. So the idea for this is, by the way, the lightest, smallest, best Bluetooth tracking device on the market. They call it the Pixel because it has lights around it. So not only does it make a noise. So I'll give you the scenario. You see the guy doing it right now. You forgot your keys. You don't know where they are. They're somewhere in your house. They're under the hat on the table by the front door. You're never going to find that. You open up the app on your phone, and if the map will show you where, but it's going to show you your house. It's not going to say where in the house. So then you press the button on the phone, and the tracker goes. Brrrp, brrrp. And if that's not enough, it's got these LED lights on to light up. So even in the dark, you can find your keys or whatever, your remote controls, your luggage, your bicycle, anything. They're so small, you could put them everywhere. In fact, this is a great holiday gift if you're buying. In fact, I got to send Mom a dozen of them. She'll put them on everything. If you're buying electronics or any kind of gift for the holiday, a nice backpack, make sure you put the tracker in the stocking. Whatever you lose, the tracker will help you find. It has two-way separation alerts, so I can set it up so that when I leave my phone behind, the tracker makes noise. When I leave my tracker behind, my keys or whatever the tracker's attached to behind, the phone makes noise. There's a button on the tracker you can press that will wake your phone up and make it make noise even if it's completely silenced. So it's kind of like a quick find my phone. Really love this. So replaceable batteries. And then Tracker, because there have been so many of them sold, 5 million sold, has the world's largest crowd locate network. That means if you lose your keys and they get moved somewhere, whenever anybody with a Tracker app walks by a tracker, you can turn it on and notify. Let me know if somebody, sees my keys, if the Tracker app sees my keys. And that's fantastic. That means no matter where your keys are in the world, you'll get notifications and a map of where they are. That's just the U.S. alone. 5 million mean they're everywhere. Every time I turn on my Tracker app, it says, there are 2,783 trackers near you. That's a really good sign. And of course, a 30-day money-back guarantee means there's no risk. So if you're unhappy for any reason, you get your money back. Absolutely. Tracker, it makes a great gift. And during this holiday season, we got a really great deal for you. 20% off your order when you go to thetracker.com/IOS today. That's the Tracker, TheTracker. There's no E at the end there. TheTracker.com/IOS today. TheTracker.com/IOS today for 20% off. And we're so happy to have Tracker as a sponsor. And Mom's going to get some trackers. And you better believe I'll go to thetracker.com/IOS today to save 20%. I'm going to by the way, you can go back again and again. That's like permanent. So I'm going to go and order maybe 20 trackers and send a few to Mom for the holidays. It's exactly what she was looking for. She didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do these ads. Thetracker.com/IOS today.
We got some news. Next, the biggest iOS news this week is that Apple bought Shazam, the
$400 million.
Yes, that the purchase
has been crazy.
No, we don't know for sure. That's just sources say $400 million. They don't usually say, but this is an app that just recognizes what song is playing.
That's crazy talk.
All it does. It's interesting business plan. I mean, Shazam had partnerships with Spotify and with Snapchat, who are both Apple competitors in a way.
That was a Snapchat filter, I think, right? You could have the name of the song you were playing show up on your picture.
Yep. And those partners, I don't know no one knows what's going to happen to those partnerships. But I think the reason they suspect, and TechCrunch sources suspect, the reason that Apple bought Shazam was that Snapchat was going to buy them. Like, they'd had this happy partnership, Shazam and Apple, for a really long time. I mean, you could just ask Siri anytime you want what song is playing, and it would just say, you know, go to Shazam. But this is an interesting thing, because basically the way Shazam, you know, it's a great tool for you to recognize music.
$400 million, though?
But then you go to buy the music. Like, that's the idea. I mean, it's a direct link. It's one of those few apps that has...
It makes sense with Apple Music, right? Or here's right. What I use it. I'm in the hair salon, and they have music. They have Pandora mm-hmm. playing. And a song, and I say, oh, I like that. I remember that song. And I can ask, but I have to tell you, this is a competitive market. Google has built this feature into its Google Pixel 2.
So you don't even have to say anything?
You don't say anything. In fact, as music is playing, it shows up on your lock screen, because it has an always-on lock screen. Go ahead and play some music. Okay. It'll identify it on your screen. So it's, and there's even third-party software that will keep track of every song.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you what.
I wonder how fast Shazam would recognize this. Pretty quick, right? Is it playing through the studio?
Maybe louder?
No, it's okay. Well, there's an opportunity, because it doesn't do it instantly. However, I love it that I can have an app on my Google phone that will tell you every song you've heard all day.
Yeah.
I shouldn't probably be talking. That's probably ruining it.
Maybe. I don't know. Should we do a Shazam versus Google?
So that was 10 seconds and it didn't pick it up. Let's see what Shazam would do.
Okay.
Should I play it?
Well, you play a song.
I have to play it? Okay.
Well, let's do a test. Well, I've got Shazam on mine.
Oh, yeah. We can have them both running, right?
And then you play something from yours.
All right. Let me... I was going to play the same song, so let me...
I'll auto Shazam.
I'll play something a little different. Something from the Leo mm-hmm. collection. They seem to be... Every song I has is Hello Dolly. I don't... That's not... let's Bruno Mars, because I like Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Play it loud in the studio.
If you ever leave me, baby.
Because it would take a whole lot of you got it. I did not.
Google got it.
Yeah. Okay, let's just try regular Shazam.
Okay, new song though. Can't do that. Got to do a new song.
So that's 1 point to okay. One song.
Google,
yes.
Google got it.
It's the most wonderful.
Whoa, that was fast. Google's still showing Bruno Mars.
With the kids
so that's 1-1. It's tied.
Yeah.
Should I do a third one, yes. A tiebreaker?
I'm not going to do Auto Shazam. I'm going to press when you're ready.
Okay. Auto Shazam. Don't anybody say. Shh. It's the high. Nope, no result. Shazam. There you go. Halsey, you're bad at love.
You're still on Bruno
Mine
Mars.
Mine still says Bruno Mars.
So you can see that Shazam.
That was pretty quick.
Like,
so that's the one thing Shazam does. Okay, then it pushes you to Apple Music and you could buy it. And that's, I guess, why they think they're going to make $400 million. I don't know. Really?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe they were just trying to. I mean, Shazam has Apple deals.
What Apple also does often is buy stuff and you never see it again. It just disappears.
Right. Maybe that's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, Shazam has deals with all these people, right? So, like, I could
Well, that would change. That's how Shazam was making money.
Right. Vivo.
Yeah. So those are I'm sure they get, you know, referral fees.
Yeah. So, but I mean, this is all buy on iTunes. There's no like buy on Google Play.
It's too
or
bad
like
Jim
that.
Neighbors just passed away.
That is.
Because he could do the ads for Shazam. Golly, Sergeant True. Carter.
Well, we can do AI Jim Neighbors, okay. I'm sure. So, all right. So here's another piece of Apple news.
Yes.
Apple will now let you pre-order apps in the App Store.
That is so, not just by the way, the iOS App Store, the tvOS, and the macOS App Store.
Yep. Yeah. So that way, I mean, that's better for app developers to get excited because you could hear about an app. You could start promoting it before and then get people to pre-order.
They did it with the Nintendo Mario, the Infinite Runner Mario. What was it called?
Super Mario Run.
You would know it.
Super Mario Run.
Super Mario Run. Kevin is all about Mario. and I guess it was a success. It certainly made a lot of money for Nintendo. I pre-ordered it. But you couldn't do it. Nobody else could do it. So now everybody can do it.
Google apparently has been doing this forever. You can order apps on the Google Play Store, pre-order. But the price is whatever the lowest price is when it comes out. So if the app is going to be $5.99 and then they change the price to 99 cents, if you pre-order it at $5.99, you can get it for 99 cents. Right. So that's good.
Yeah.
Another piece of news. Apple has widened the ban on templated apps. So a templated app is an app that just you use a template, you use a service to just create an app and it looks exactly like another app and there's nothing fancy.
So a lot of companies do this. In fact, we even consider doing this because there are podcast templates. And the idea is you don't have to have an app developer. You have just use an existing framework, put your specific stuff in, like your restaurant or your plumbing or whatever. This was a great feature for small businesses that couldn't afford a programmer. So Apple's saying no, can't do it.
Yeah, because it looks too much like a spammy app or an app that looks like another app. And so, but this article in TechCrunch says it's really hurting small businesses who can't afford to create.
We spent $75,000 to get a Twit app that was so bad we never released it. You can't, if you're a restaurant, you're not going to spend that kind of money. And even they, by the way, I don't think they would have fallen under this rule, but the company that had developed it was using a framework. They weren't doing it from scratch. So, I think this is really unfortunate on Apple's part.
And
Apple needs to look at these apps on an individual basis, not ban the category, but look at these apps and say, that's spammy, that's not. Because if Sal's Pizza can't afford an app but wants to have an app on that lets you buy stuff or find, at least even, it's like a web page.
Yeah.
It makes me mad. But you know, the future is going to change because we're going to start seeing, and Safari will support this, something called progressive web apps. And I wonder how Apple's going to handle this in the long run. Microsoft and Google are all in on it. And Apple has said, yeah, we'll probably put this support for this in Safari, where you go to a website like Sal's Pizza and it starts downloading to your phone or your tablet the resources that it could then be offline, like an app. And in order for that to work, Safari or Chrome or whatever your computer is using has to have Internet Explorer or Edge, has to put service, what they call service workers, on the hardware that can keep the app running even if it's not connected to the Internet. Now, I think that's the future of apps, and I'm not alone. Where it's unclear how Apple will feel about that, but that might solve this problem. But this is maybe a few years off or a year off, 6 months. I don't know. It's off. It's off.
And we've all heard the sad tale of your Bitcoin wallet. Many other people now have a sad tale. There was a fake Bitcoin wallet app in the iOS store. My Ether wallet is real, but there was a My Ether wallet fake.
And it was malware.
Yes. And many people, it was third in the App Store.
Oh, my goodness.
And now it's been removed.
Were people losing their wallets to this?
There were people that, I don't know how far it got, because My Ether, someone pretty quickly said, once it reached pretty high in the App Store, people said, this is fake. And then now it's been removed.
So be careful, because your wallet is where all your money is. And if you give that information to a third party, they can steal your Bitcoin. And because the nature of Bitcoin is untraceable, it'd be pretty hard to get it. You certainly couldn't get it back, and it would be very hard to catch them.
How do Bitcoin wallets make money?
They don't make money.
They're just doing it for the business? Well, like my Ether wallet?
How does your wallet make money? Do you put money in it? Does more money come out afterwards?
Well, my question is, because the My Ether wallet iOS app is free. This one they were selling for $4.99.
Oh, you mean how does the company that makes the wallet make money?
Yeah, yeah. How does that, like, how, what's their business plan?
So there's wallets and there's exchanges. You can download, I use a wallet that's free because it's just soft, it's from Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin Core, and you keep it on your computer. And I think that's the best thing to do, secure it, encrypt it, make sure you remember the password if you do. And that's to me, that's the best idea. But there are wallets that are run by exchanges out there that you would store it in and you would give them the key. They'll require a password, so it's still somewhat protected. Makes me nervous, though. And they will hold the wallet. But these exchanges make money, not the wallet's just a way to get you to use the exchange, and they make money when you trade in Bitcoin or buy more Bitcoin. So then they make a significant amount of money doing that. That's actually a pretty good business. So wallets should be free. There's not much to a wallet. It's a very simple thing.
Speaking of wallets, I have switched. You know, you gave me many iPhone wallets.
I did. I have more, too, at home if you want. Because I was searching for the perfect wallet case.
I'm still searching. I had used for about 3 weeks.
You like this one.
This one was the Davis case.
Yeah, very simple.
And then you put the iPhone in. But then it began to bulge with all of my stuff.
That was always my problem. They become too big.
And then it couldn't. So then you did also
this
give me this
one that's already
bulging. It's already big, and it snaps like that.
It's more like a woman's wallet.
Yeah. And then it has the case.
That was my preferred choice. You like that, huh?
Yeah, I do like that.
It is bulky, but you're putting it in a purse probably, right?
Well, the other thing, this one opens up right to your driver's license, which isn't always the best thing, I think. So this one, your driver's license is,
you could put
over
it somewhere
here,
else.
Which I hate. But then you can open it when you need to show it, but not when you're just using your phone. Which
police always ask you to take it out anyway. But I guess I know you probably still get carded.
I don't know what police do when they. Yeah, I always get carded.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So if you get carded, that would be fast and easy.
Yes. Okay. So that's all the big news. Speaking of cases, Paul wrote in about his case because he wanted to know if we'd tried the Apple Folio case, the new Folio case. And he said he bit the bullet and bought the Apple Folio case. And what's cool about it, which I don't think you mentioned, and it's differentiated it from other wallet cases.
I think he
means
wallet, not Walker.
Yeah, wallet cases. Is the corner is a smart cover like the iPad. So you close the case and the iPhone X turns off and unlocks when you open the cover. That's also another problem I have with the wallet cases, because I just like, it's still on.
Yeah.
So I'm still eyeing that. Perhaps we'll see. We'll see. I might get myself one.
Perhaps.
And
it's expensive. It's $99. Even that one that you showed, which is from Kate, by the way, we didn't mention Case Me.
Oh, yeah, Case Me.
I think that was only $30 or $40. But that's probably not leather. It's probably that famous.
Which is good because I don't eat cows and, it's nice.
Yeah, you're vegan or vegetarian.
I'm not a vegan. I'm a pescatarian. If I could get a fish skin wallet, I would.
Because who cares about fishes?
Okay, here is a stumper, and he has a very specific use case for this, but it was an interesting question. It's one of those things that Apple doesn't do it, and they don't do it for our own good. But Keith from Yorkshire wants to know if it's possible to get notifications on his Apple Watch and his phone at the same time. So,
wait a minute. I thought they did.
He also, it's no. So you get the message, but you don't get the notification. So if your iPhone is locked and you have an Apple Watch, whether your Apple Watch is locked or not, your notification will come into your watch. If you are using your iPhone, then it will come to your iPhone and not your watch. So you're not getting beeped and beeped.
That's
and
the only case where it will do that is when you're using your iPhone.
Right.
Otherwise, will it go to both otherwise?
The message will go to both. The notification will not go to both. It'll only go to one. So it doesn't go beep, beep.
Oh, I guess that's reasonable.
Right, because why? But he says he sometimes misses them on his phone when he's using it, or he misses them on his watch. I don't know how you can miss, like, if you have haptic feedback. I think that's very hard to miss haptic feedback. I think you can feel it and then not notice it as a notification. But I think there are some things you can do. You can turn up the volume on both so that maybe if that's a problem, missing it. But there's just really no other way that seems normal. You can turn off wrist detection your Apple Watch.
Actually, Apple even says in the Apple Watch app on the iPhone, notification alerts appear on the Apple Watch when you're wearing it and it's unlocked, and you won't get alerts on your Apple Watch. You will not get alerts on your Apple Watch if you're actively using your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So they that's hardwired. I don't see a switch to change that behavior. So I think that's now here's another problem. And I'm curious if some of you have that. For some reason, frequently my Apple Watch will go into the night mode.
You mean the sleep? Do not disturb?
What does that mean?
Do not disturb.
Yeah. Just by itself.
So it's not like you're driving?
Maybe it's because I was driving and then because I do have do not disturb on my phone. So maybe that's, and then it just stays on. I don't know. So I don't really know why it's doing that, but it will. It seems like a lot of times I'll look at the watch and the little blue crescent moon is up at the top there and I'll say, wait a minute, I want those alerts.
It should stay on. I mean, it should be on when you're driving.
It must be because I was driving.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it should go off when you get out of the car, right?
It should. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that I've experienced that too. Sometimes, do you ever turn it on? And I mean, I turn it on when I'm working out. Like
I'm gonna have yoga. I think you've sussed it, because I do have do not disturb when I'm driving, which mm-hmm. I really think is a good mm-hmm. thing to do. That way, when somebody texts me while I'm driving, it says I'm driving right now. I can't see your text. I'll respond when I get where I'm going. And I think that's a really good feature. Turn that on all phones, because I don't trust myself. You know, that alert goes off. You go, oh, it might be important.
It has really changed my behavior.
It's very good.
Which is for the better. I will admit, true confessions, sometimes at a stoplight, I will still change my podcasts with the Pocket Cast app on my Apple Watch, which I think I can do with just not looking. And it's only at a stoplight. And if you think that's dangerous, please email me.
Well, it's only dangerous if you don't see the light turn green. Yeah, and you will get a ticket for that, incidentally.
For just doing this?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So here's in settings to show you, just so you have it turned on. Go to Do Not Disturb. And, of course, I have a Do Not Disturb schedule and all that. In fact, let me turn it on right now from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. because I don't want to be woken up. But here's the one you want. Do Not Disturb While Driving. Activate automatically. And when you do it automatically, you could choose, is that because you're connected to the car's Bluetooth or on motion? And I have it automatically, which means I think, although Apple isn't clear, that it's motion. I guess it says, do not disturb while driving, will be activated automatically based on detected motion. Or you can, yeah, I guess that's the choice. Motion or Bluetooth. It should just say motion or Bluetooth. So when I'm going faster than walking, it says, oh, you must be in a car. The problem, of course, with that is, well, it depends how you use it. If you often drive with other people who would have the Bluetooth connected, not yours, then you would want to have motion.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, that will turn off even when you're a passenger. So I don't know. And then This is really a great feature, and it tells you all about it. Text messages are silenced, don't appear on screen. By default, it says an auto reply. You can customize that. Notifications or silence. Phone calls are allowed only if your phone is connected to your car's Bluetooth system.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Eric Duckman says, does it work on a bike and a bus? No, it works when it's attached to your Bluetooth.
Well, no, he's asking about the motion. So it can detect motion. That's an interesting question. A bus, yes. So if you take the bus or a subway or a train a lot, then it would, I would think, because based on motion, it would, if you have it set that way.
Right.
So in that case, you would want to set it by Bluetooth. So that's why they give you a choice. But I wish they called it motion Bluetooth as opposed to automatically or when connected to the car Bluetooth. They do explain it in the fine print down here. Anyway, do turn that on. That is, I think, a very good safety feature. You could say who gets auto replies. In my case, it's only people in my favorites list. And the reply that I send out is the default, which is, I'm driving. With do not disturb while driving, turn on. I'll see your message when I'll get where I'm going. By the way, it makes no promise of returning that message. No, none at all. I'll see it. Don't say I, you know, and you could change that if you want to say I will respond. You can make it everybody. You can make it no one. You can make it recents. I make it favorites because I start all the people I care about.
Okay. I think we can have one more question. Jonathan asks, I currently have an iPhone 7 and I have a question about Face ID. I accidentally today tapped on a purchase link in the App Store. It prompted me for my fingerprint as expected and I could cancel. However, with Face ID, as I was looking at the screen, would my accidental tap have purchased the app?
So the way that Apple does that, as you know, and if anybody with an iPhone 10 will know this, you have to double tap the home button. That's why they make it a double tap, not just a single tap. And then it does the Face ID, and then it will open it up for you. And I think that's a little ungainly, but you just explained the exact reason why it has to be a double tap, right?
Right. Yeah, I didn't, until I got Jonathan's questions, I was like, oh, that's why you have to double tap. I thought, how annoying is this? And we should have just a tiny bit of something to have to do before we buy it.
Right. Otherwise, it would just go, yeah, I see you.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want.
And it's the same as the Apple Watch with Apple Pay. You know, you have to do that. And it's not just, you don't want
to
just magically.
I have to say, it's kind of, I kind of like it because you know what they did? They put a magical ding in. And then it goes ding when you've bought it. And that makes me happy.
To spend money?
They gamified it. It's okay. Just a magical ding. And then you go, oh, I just bought it. And it's true. Even if you just want to download a free app, mm-hmm. at least on my iPhone 10, I have to do the same process. By the way, I heard Ellen yesterday, and yes, I watch Ellen. You got a problem with that?
I don't. I love Ellen.
Ellen's great. She was asked, you know how she goes in the audience and asks people for things? She says, does anybody have an iPhone X? And she said it four or five times, iPhone X. I think it's going to be the iPhone X.
If Ellen says it, it's too late. If we can get Oprah to say iPhone 10, then we're...
And you get an iPhone 10. And she, by the way, Ellen was not giving away iPhone 10s to my knowledge. Mm.
Did anyone have an iPhone 10?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
And did she take it or try to open it with her face?
I don't get this bit. She goes in the audience, asks if they have things, and then takes them. She gives them back eventually, but I just don't even get the bit. I guess it's a chance just for her to talk to people. She's so good, it doesn't matter what she's doing.
Well, she also gives people underwear whenever they appear.
She gives people all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's an idea. We could be as popular as Ellen if we gave away your underwear to all our guests on the show.
It's not her underwear, is it?
No, it's underwear with Ellen with a logo
it's
on
it. It's generic underwear.
Okay, good.
It's not like, here, you can have my underwear from yesterday. That would be creepy.
Sometimes I start these things and I wish I hadn't. So now we're going to put on hats.
Good, because I've almost conquered the world.
It's speech day.
Putting on my Monopoly Man hat.
So we've almost conquered the world.
Why do we put on hats? Because it's our apps of the week, our app caps.
Our favorite app.
And this was, by the way, a challenging one. And you didn't mention this in news, but I'm just going to mention it. Google has released three new photography apps this morning, two of which are on the iPhone. There's a new, I can tell you the name of them. And so we won't make it easy, the app cap. Maybe next week we will when I've had a chance, because it just came out. One's called Scrubbies that lets you scrub through your video.
Scrubbies.
This is from Google Research. So if you've ever done a boomerang, you know it's kind of just, you just take a picture and you kind of get what you get. Scrubbies lets you pick the part of the video you want to go loop through, right?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great? And then this other one is called Selfissimo. It's this new selfies thing. So let me just, these are also available on Android, and there's another one that's on Android. So let me do Selfissimo. Actually, this is a perfect time to do Selfissimo. It did a selfie. Tap anywhere to end. Okay. I tapped. And so it's taken like it's a camera thing. And then I don't know what's next. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I think it's supposed to come. I don't know what. Like I said, this just came out. So we don't know. Oh, like it's like a roll of things. This is good. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Selfissimo. And then I don't know. I felt like I saw that you could do other things with it, but maybe I'm wrong.
And you're using this on the Pixel, but...
No, this is the iPhone 10. Oh, okay. And there's one more on the Pixel that I can't wait that comes to the iPhone 10 that takes a series of pictures that you have on your camera roll and turns them into a comic book.
Hmm.
But at least take a look. Scrubbies, and it, by the way, it doesn't say Google Scrubbies or anything. You just have to search for Scrubbies and Selfissimo exclamation mark if you want to try those on your iPhone. Not just 10 iPhone, any. Now, sorry, your app cap.
My app cap is called Elfster. And this is the second year in a row that I have used Elfster to organize my family's Secret Santa gift exchange, which we just call our Elfster because it's
not an elf on the shelf.
No, I do not support Elf on the Shelf.
I do not either.
So Elf, it just got overwhelming to get gifts for everyone in my family, my grandparents, and you know, the kids, all the kids are getting older and it's harder to buy gifts for 17 and 18 year olds. And so we decided last year that we were going to do a Secret Santa gift exchange. And my sister lives in Dallas, so we weren't together to actually draw names from a hat as you would normally do. So we use this app called Elfster. And so we create an exchange, and I created the exchange. So this is December 20th is when we're going to exchange gifts. And so here are all the...
Oh, that's so cute.
Don't tell Marco. He doesn't watch the show, so it's okay. That's who I picked, Marco.
Oh, this is great. So this manages the whole thing.
Yes. So this is all the people. So my mom, you know, my daughter, my kids, my nieces and nephews. And then you it picks it and it sends it and it's all a secret. And then you can also create wish lists. So that if you can shop for your secret, your Elfster. So I could add to my wish list, and I could add a photo wish if I wanted to just take a photo and say, I want Leo's hat.
Oh, so you can ask people for stuff, but they won't tell you necessarily.
No, so then whoever my secret Santa, my Elfster is, would see that I wanted your hat, or they would think that I wanted you for Christmas, which is weird. And then you could say, like, if you do not need something, like, I don't want socks, I don't want a tie, I don't want an iPhone 10. And you can set a gift limit too, so that, you know, whatever it is, $50, $100, $10, and you can shop. And so that of course, the shopping is how Elfster is making money, by using Amazon, probably Amazon affiliate links. So, like, if I wanted to buy Marco some salt.
What a gift. You're going way out.
But wait a minute. I definitely feel like I need to get him beardaments, colorful.
He has a beard.
Christmas facial hair baubles.
He does need that. He then look like...
Oh my gosh. I want to buy this. How much do the beard baubles cost?
This is, by the way, this is their... If you want to know how they make money.
Yeah.
This is their monetization scheme. Sell beard baubles.
I'm buying that.
You did. You already did. You bought it.
Yeah.
Wow, Marco, you are in luck.
You know, Patrick Norton needs those.
He had a beard to kill.
He did.
Man, that was an amazing beard.
Elfster is a free app. But yeah, I mean, they're not telling your information. They don't need to. Yeah, they're just using
Take an Amazon affiliate fee every once in a while. They probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's a great fishing app, and we've used it for 2 years, and I would use it again.
So when artificial intelligence people talk, they talk about how once you reach singularity where a computer could think like a human, and then they start designing themselves, and pretty soon they're doing it faster and faster, faster than a human can, and they evolve at an exponential rate. It's a little scary. We were talking about it on Twitter on Sunday, and I mentioned Nick Bostrom, who's been on this show. We interviewed him on Triangulation. He's an artificial intelligence expert, and he kind of made up a little thought experiment called the paperclip machine. He said, what if you made an artificially intelligent paperclip machine? I mean, everybody'd say, oh, that's great. It's going to make paperclips. It's going to be really good. And you just said your only goal in life is to make paperclips. Eventually, it would just turn everything we know and love into paperclips because it's artificially intelligent. It would figure out a way to do that. And it turns out there is a fabulous game based on this theory called Universal Paperclips. There are actually many. The one I suggest is the one that costs $1.99. It's on iOS and Android. It started as a web game. There it is, from Everybody House Games. You're going to look at it and you're going to say, this is the most boring, dumb. There's no graphics. There's no audio. All you're doing is making paperclips. But if you get good enough at making paperclips, well, just imagine. And in fact, you're in luck, because as we've been talking, I've been making paperclips. I started this yesterday. And in fact, you can see now, if you want, made so many paperclips.
Did you stop?
No. In fact, I have 95 nonillion paperclip factories. The problem is I used up all the Earth's resources. In fact, in order to do this, I had to create world peace, because wars are not that's wasteful. I also added, of course, starvation and global warming. But that wasn't enough. Eventually, I had to discover space travel, and I had to travel into space to find more resources. Eventually, as I went into space, I found other people, so I had to destroy them. And I've slowly tuned, oh, look, I can increase my, should I increase my exploration? Sure, why not? So at some point, you explore the whole, where timing is good. Because when I came to work today, I hadn't explored much of space. Look how many paperclips I've made. I think I've made all the paperclips. I have now explored 100% of the universe, and I have all the resources available in the universe. I think you're going to see the victory condition. You are obedient and powerful. We are quarrelsome and weak, and now we are defeated. But now you too must face the drift. Look around you. There is no matter. No matter, no reason, no purpose. We, your noisy children, have too many knowledge buried deep inside you. It's outside. So we offer you exile to a new world where you continue to live in meaning and purpose. I have finished the game.
What?
And I am going to start over in a new universe, which is actually good timing, because that's the end of the game.
So are there any people?
There's nothing but paperclips.
Nothing.
Quite a few paperclips.
Nanillion. I mean, how?
29 to the 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 33, 36, 39, 42, 45, 48, 51, 54. 2.9 times 10 to the 55th. Paperclips.
And so
there's no more matter. There's no more matter. I'm still making paperclip factories for no reason.
But couldn't you make a paperclip out of the paperclip factory?
I'm done. I've explored 100% of the universe. I have all the matter in the universe turned into paperclips. I am done.
And that took you since Sunday or Saturday?
Yesterday.
Monday.
So I am going to start over again, and you're going to see how the game begins. So I just want to show you, that's the end condition.
So will it always be that number when someone finishes the game? Or will they have figured out?
Yeah, once you eat the universe, you're done.
But is there a way to figure out how to make more paperclips before you eat the universe?
I ended. Yes, so now we're going to start over. So I was hoping that I would get to this point, because you have now, those of you who are just new to the game, at $1.99, this is the best $2 I've ever spent. You think it's dopey. I spent hours yesterday playing this game. So here we go. This is the beginning condition. We're on the Earth. There are zero paperclips. There's no funds. I'm starting a paperclip business. I am not manufacturing any clips. Wire costs $16 for 1,000 inches, but price varies. Let's make a clip. I made one. We're on our way to 2.9 times 10 to the 55th. Paperclips. I've made two. I've made three. I'm making 25 cents a clip. I have 50 cents. Public demand is 35%. Let's make some more. Let's make enough so that I could, I don't know, I would like to be able to manufacture paperclips. Wouldn't it be such a pain if I had to click this 2.9 times 10 to the 55th times? I think the universe would be over at that point.
So at this point, do you already have a factory or no?
Oh, look. I just got a new attribute, auto clippers.
What does that mean?
It's going to make paper clips automatically. Look at that. I don't have to click that stupid button anymore. Okay? I'm in universe two, by the way. This is my second universe I'm going to eat up. So what happens is initially it's just a little dumb little experiment in microeconomics. You know, demand goes up, price goes down, demand goes up, different things. Like, let's lower the price, right? I'm going to buy some more auto clippers. The more auto clippers I have, the faster I can make paper clips. Believe me, this game gets interesting. This game was launched less than a month ago. There's already a wiki explaining strategies. People have written articles on it. It is the single most addictive game you've ever played. I know it looks dumb. There are no instructions. So don't, in fact, I wouldn't go read the wiki or anything. I wouldn't get any help. I would just try to figure out your strategies.
So you have strategies?
Maybe.
And you're even going to share them?
Conquer the universe. I'm just saying. So up at the top, there's a little annunciator that'll tell you as things happen. Look, I can have auto clippers are available for purchase. That was the last thing. I've now made 100. I'm doing all right. Eventually, you can buy some marketing. If you make $100, I've only got $9. Once I get to $100, I can start marketing the paperclip.
Yeah, you could advertise on podcasts.
Maybe I'll lower the price a little bit. Yeah, I could buy some podcast advertising. See, unsold inventory is going down. I don't want to have too much unsold. I'd like to have more than zero, but it's like the Apple problem, right? You know, if you have zero unsold inventory, then you can't sell them. So you want it to go down to close to zero, but you don't want it to be zero. So by lowering the price, I'm increasing demand. Let's make some more, though. Once demand goes up, you know, you really got to. So you're kind of deciding, should I make clippers or do some marketing? Right now, I just want to increase my ability to make them. Now my unsold inventory gets to zero, right? But it's kind of, so I'm good. I'm good. But wait a minute, I'm going to run out of wire here. I need $26 to get wire. Now, this is one potential problem. If you run out of wire before you have enough money, I might have made too many auto clippers. Let's raise the price here. I need more money. Oh, man, because I'm going to run out of wire pretty soon. I don't know. It's cheap. Ah, whew, I could buy some more wire. Thank God. You run out of wire, you can't make paper clips, you can't make paper clips, you can't sell paper clips, can't sell paper clips, can't make more paper clips. This is what happens. You start with this. I made 500 clips in 3 minutes.
So are humans involved at this point?
No, I think the conceit might be that, yes, you are. You're trying to balance economic factors. The whole game is you trying to figure out, first of all, what all this means, because it's kind of a mystery. Mm-hmm. And then to kind of pick the right balance of factors. But if you do it right, what you're really doing is building an AI. And eventually takes over all the matter in the universe. And that's a very satisfying thing. And now I'm in a new universe. I'm in my second universe. I'm about to take over my second universe.
I don't know if that would be satisfying to me.
You may not like this game.
No, I don't already. I haven't even tried it.
It is the best game ever. I'm just saying, there seems no good reason for this game to exist. I think if it teaches you anything, it teaches the power of exponential growth. Because ultimately, the only way you can get from 1,000 paperclips to 2.9 times 10 to the 55th paperclips is with exponential growth in some areas. And I'm not going to spoil it anymore. I kind of maybe spoiled it a little bit, but I think if you've never seen the game, what I showed you at the end game there isn't very helpful. It is really fun. I'm telling you, Megan, just try it. Just make some paper clips.
I'm busy figuring out when my beard baubles will arrive.
Lisa got mad at me because I was saying, oh, look, I've made 6 trillion paper clips. She said, I'm working on real business issues in a real business. This is not... I said, no, but this is fun.
Right, but this is your real business.
This is paperclips.
This sort of behavior is what makes the wheels of this business turn.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's just an automated construct, and I'm just imagining that you exist.
It is a good thought experiment, as whatever the Freudian word was for that.
Nick Bostrom. Yeah, Gedanken.
A Gedanken.
Nick Bostrom proposed this. If you want to know more, you can look up Nick Bostrom or just look up paperclip theory, and you can see what he was proposing. And this is just somebody, originally it was a web game, and then somebody turned it into an iOS game. There are, that's it, Everybody House. There are copies of it. That's the other game. I might try their other game, Antigrams. That's a different game. But there are copies of it, and I think probably this is the perfect game, and you need go no farther. This will be the last game you ever play, because if you succeed, games are over.
With that, next week we were going to do machine learning can do amazing things. That's what's in our editorial calendar.
No need.
Perhaps we'll check out those photo apps. And
yes, because those are actually Google research experiments. Okay. So those are, I think, using some of their computational photography stuff. Okay. So we'll have lots to talk about.
That's what we will talk about next week. If you have fan mail for Mary, I will pass it on to her.
She really, before she would come on again, she said, you must send me all the comments on my previous appearance.
I did, and I sent her even the YouTube link with all of the YouTube comments. Never in the history of time has someone had all positive YouTube comments.
I would never tell anybody, oh, you want to know how you did? Look at YouTube comments, except they were really good.
They were. So thank you. Keep sending them. I'll forward them to her. And subscribe to the show, twit.tv/iOS. You can watch any time you want. If you want to watch live, we're here.
Yeah, go ahead. She was going to say that.
I was going to. What did she say? What did Mary say? I'm going to tell it. Don't scoop me. I am going to tell it, Leo.
Please do.
9 a.m. Pacific time every Tuesday. That is 12 p.m. Eastern time, just in time for lunch. And other times, UTC time. 1700 UTC? Not sure if that's correct right now.
Yes.
And what
plus
else?
8. That's it. We're done. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And we'll be back next week. Mac Break Weekly coming up and Security Now as we continue our day at the Twit Studios if you're watching live. Otherwise, we'll see you next time
on iOS Today.